But first, people across the country gathering today to mark 1 year since the insurrection on our nation's capital. Thousands of rioters overtaking the Capitol building. 7 people died, 4 officers and 3 protesters. Today, the president, vice president and lawmakers all reaffirming their commitment to preserving democracy. News Nation's Kelly Meyer is live for us on Capitol Hill. Kelly, tell us, what was the mood? How was it like today around Washington?
Good evening, Nicole. Well, it's been a somber day for many and quiet here as well. You could feel almost this invisible weight on the shoulders of members of Congress, staff, members of the Capitol Police Force, and reporters who were here documenting that day, some checking in on one another to make sure they're okay, and others giving that extra thank you to the Capitol Police officer guarding the door. The president touched on this emotion in his speech today while placing the blame solely on one person.
I don't allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Speaking from the Capitol's historic statuary hall, where rioters ran amok exactly 1 year ago.
We are the United States of America.
President Joe Biden delivering the most forceful rebuke yet of his predecessor without uttering the name Donald Trump once in the 26-minute address.
The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election.
Biden blaming Trump for the attack at the Capitol by inciting supporters with repeated false claims of election fraud.
Now I ask all members to rise.
Democrats in the House and Senate leading moments of silence. Among the few Republicans standing with them, Liz Cheney and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney. The Republican stalwarts now shunned by the Trump wing of their party. Many GOP leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, attending the funeral of the late Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson. Others slamming memorial events organized by Democrats as a partisan exercise. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis accusing the media of biased reporting on the insurrection, calling it their Christmas.
They are going to take this and milk this for anything they could to try to be able to smear anyone who ever supported Donald Trump.
Trump scrapping his own news conference planned for today as counter-programming, instead releasing this statement, slamming Biden's January 6th speech, saying Biden is working hard to try and deflect the incompetent job he is doing. In the statement, Trump continues to push false claims the election was stolen, now more than a year after his loss.
And Nicole, in just a few moments, members of Congress will be holding a prayer vigil on the Capitol steps in honor of those who protected this building and those inside it. Well, just down the road, advocates for those charged in connection with the insurrection will be holding their own vigil. So far, more than 725 people have been charged in connection with this, and the Department of Justice says much more lies ahead. Nicole?
Yeah, certainly not the end of that investigation. All right, Kelly, thank you.